Crunchy.
Food court with Richard Blaze. Argue in the food court with Richard Blaze.
Hey everyone, welcome to Food Court, a production of iHeartRadio. Food Court is now in session. I love doing that. I'm the Honorable Richard Blaze. Am I? I don't know. Maybe not. Presiding, this is your podcast where I settle all of your food debates once and for all. You are welcome, world. This had to be done. This is serious business, and it's incredibly serious today. I'm a chef, and I've competed, judged, or hosted nearly every food show, so I've decided that makes me qualified to preside over this court. Specifically today, joining us in court, we have a little something different this week. We have two guys who have been a team since pretty much forever, right? I've known
99,
them
for, since 99.
Since 99.
Damn. Yeah.
Killing
it. We're old.
Killing the game since 99. I've known you guys for, I'm going to say
at
10
least,
years.
At least 10
right?
years.
It's got to be at least 10 years.
Yep.
And I was in high school.
Now you're making me feel
you
even
guys
older.
Are getting your start.
The smack talk is happening. And you guys are kind of literally never apart, right? I mean,
we're apart, but we always, even if it's just one of us
together,
there, we
yeah.
always bill it as both of us.
There it is. Okay. Two James Beard Award winners, a huge part of the Los Angeles restaurant renaissance. It's John Shook and Vinny DiTolo.
Thanks for having us. I want to call you Judge, by the way.
I like it. Yes. I was wearing the robe yesterday.
Judge Blaze.
Yes. Okay. No.
That's,
yes.
That's hot.
It's gonna happen. Okay. But listen, because this is a twist, John and Vinny, you're arguing though, even though there's two of you. You're arguing the same side today. So you will be participating as a team. This has never happened in the food court. So it's time to introduce the brave soul who is willing to take on these two Los Angeles Empire restaurateurs. It's Los Angeles-based writer, podcaster, all-around renaissance woman. It's Courtney Kosak.
Hello. I'm down my writing partner. I write comedy with a lady named Sophia Alexandra, and I am also with her all the time, so I feel like I should have had her here to go against you guys.
Yeah, well, while we're on the topic, Jasmine Blaze, writes a lot of my stuff as well, and she's not here, so I feel you, Courtney. Like, I get it.
You guys feel a little lost right now.
It's a power play.
I should have Richard on my team.
Well, the politics will hold on. That's
the judge can't be on your team.
Order in the court. Order in the court. Yes, I have to remain unbiased. A matter of fact, let's get that right out of the way. Right now, I might have some opinions on the topics that we're getting into today, but during the proceeding, I will remain unbiased, and my verdict will depend only on your debate. So let's get into what the topic is today. You'll be facing off in an age-old argument of blue cheese versus ranch dressing.
I can't even believe you guys are willing to debate for blue cheese. That's insane.
It is
underdog. We are the underdog.
Don't underestimate blue cheese. That's what I would tell you.
It's a very chefy take. I mean, does it get more American than ranch dressing? Does it get maybe more un-American than blue cheese? I don't know, but this debate is very American. That's what it's all about. It's red, white, and blue. See what I did there?
Yeah.
It's blue with the EU. Do you have any opinions on that too? I don't like, do you spell blue cheese with the EU or do you go UE?
UE.
UE. Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right.
So. That's good. It's pretentious the other way.
The other
right?
way it's pretentious. We try to drop all the pretense in the.
I mean, I
chef
think blue
world.
Cheese has gotten a lot of just bad raps about it, but I think it's it's very delicious.
Mm. Okay. So before we get into this heated debate, John and Vinny, tell us a little bit about what you got going on right now. What's the newest restaurant that you're opening up or a project that you're doing?
We just opened Kismet Rotisserie with Sarah Hymanson and Sarah Kramer.
Yeah, of course.
Just yesterday, literally. Opened that with them, and they're sort of, dropping some rotisserie chicken and lots of good sort of, Middle Eastern vegetables, and it's really delicious.
Protein and veg. Everyone loves chicken. Yeah. I know that as
really,
a restaurateur.
Really proud of that.
You're in the chicken business.
I am
well,
in the chicken business.
You know that game.
Okay. Courtney, you are not in the chicken business. I do not believe.
I'm not in the chicken business.
What do you got going on right now? What are some of your favorite things in the food world?
In the food world?
Yeah.
You guys, I actually, my boyfriend's a restaurateur.
Ooh.
So I go to his places. He has Cafe Birdie in Highland Park.
So kind of almost, well, in the, you're in the,
I'm adjacent.
The shout out business. To the boyfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, is that considered a Band-Aid or not a Band-Aid?
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Wait, he wanted to say that he's such big fans of you guys.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
Yeah, there you go. Look at this. Like it's going to be a heated debate, but we're getting some of the pleasantries out right off the bat. What's going on with you in the comedy and the podcast world?
In the podcast world, I have a podcast called Private Parts Unknown. Mm-hmm. It's about love
and sex. Super popular.
It is just slamming popular. And we have recently taken trips to Helsinki and Mexico City, and we're going to Tokyo next month.
So
I need
fun.
Food recs for God. Tokyo, if you guys have been.
Yeah, we just came back. We were over there just recently, Vidi and I.
Nice.
It's too much. It's overwhelming there. There's so many good things to get into.
I think the thing that I kind of always get you as an American, you think the sushi's going to be like the star of the show, but that's just like, doesn't even scratch the surface into all the other cool things that the Japanese culture is doing in Japan.
Yeah. I think like the yakitori stuff's cool. The soba stuff is really interesting. Just all those things. You know, obviously the ramen stuff, but the ramen's gotten so good in America that.
Especially here in LA. I mean, we got delicious ramen.
I think going to those, the soba is one of the ones that really stood out to us this last trip.
Maybe that's the next thing. Maybe I need to invest. Courtney, we need to get into this. Okay, listen, the pleasantries, it's being too pleasant right now, to be honest. This has to be a
I'm ready
debate.
To throw
you're
down.
Ready to throw
Don't
down.
Even
Courtney's
worry.
Ready. John and Vinny, you're ready. So in a sentence or two, John and Vinny, you have brought to the food court.
I think that ranch is sort of the vanilla of dressings.
You know what's so crazy? We hadn't even talked about it. I feel the exact same way.
We literally haven't talked about this at all, but
vanilla is the most popular.
I mean,
this is
what
exactly,
I would say about
but
ranch.
It's the most generic,
this
too.
This is what I would say about ranch. It's always dressed the same. Mm. Blue cheese, she could dress a lot of different ways.
Okay, we're going to get a chance to get into why you love blue cheese. Basically, John and Vinny Courtney are calling ranch basic AF, I think is what the kids would say. Courtney, what's your take on ranch dressing? Real quick, one sentence.
Ranch dressing is amazing. It's comfort food. It's like chicken noodle soup, except it's vegetarian. It's like being breastfed directly from a cow. It's so good.
Disgusting.
It is so good.
That sold it.
And blue cheese is just pretentious. I want to remind you,
blue cheese is also from a cow.
This is great. Okay,
most
here we go.
Time,
before we get
also
into
come
it.
From other animals too.
Order in the court. Order in the court. Uh-oh. We will have time to debate, and we're going to get into that right now. But I like this. There's a high-low sort of game happening right here. Blue cheese versus ranch dressing. Before we get into the debate, here at Food Court, I have a quick little trivia round before the oral arguments. The winner of the trivia round gets to decide the order that you present. So let's test your knowledge, John and Vinny. Test your buzzer so we know what sound is you. It is the prize fighter bell ring.
The hell
ring
is that?
Happening. It's the bell. It's the boxing ring. And Courtney, your sound buzzer, if you want to bring that to the mic, it is... Ooh, the classic game show buzzer. Okay, so Courtney, the game show buzzer. John and Vinny, you have the ringside bell. Here we go with the trivia. Everyone ready? Okay, you'll ring your bell if you want to answer first. Fill in the blank. A lot of people think the number one condiment in America is ketchup, but the number one condiment is actually... Okay, that's Courtney.
Ranch.
It is not ranch.
Mayonnaise.
For the win, mayonnaise is correct.
Come
John
on.
And Vinny.
That tracks.
As a team, gets 1 point for the first. That was kind of a trick.
That is a trick question.
That is a trick question. How did you know that so quickly? Is this being a restaurant?
I hate mayonnaise.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Is it in everything at your restaurant,
What's
though?
Funny about it's mayonnaise a lot is Vinny hates mayonnaise, but he loves aioli. So it's like,
there we
he
go.
Just doesn't like the name.
I don't, you know what the thing about it is? I can really pick up that like really cheap oil flavor.
Yes.
And I really hate that. It really drives me crazy. So I like a handmade mayonnaise. Or mayonnaise that you buy, like a Hellman's or a Best Foods.
Okay.
That then has got a lot of
flavor.
On both sides of the Mississippi.
That's the vanilla.
Yeah, but not if you're flavoring it. Not
Listen,
if you're punching it.
Jasmine Blaze is not here. Have you ever had a mayonnaise sandwich?
Oh
my God. You're from Florida, guys. Oh.
I know, but still.
Gag me.
You guys are from Florida.
You're from Minnesota, right?
It says a lot. Yeah. It tells you everything. once you reveal the Florida card, it tells you.
Sorry I did that.
Yeah,
did
it,
that.
It really gives it away.
I will remain unbiased. Okay. Okay, here we go. Question two. John and Vinny are up 1 point. Now, this one is personal, and we all know each other, but you don't know me incredibly well, so I'll be surprised if you know this. What is my favorite classic salad dressing? My favorite. Okay.
Thousand Island.
Caesar.
Ooh. Okay, Courtney.
Balsamic.
Okay, listen, actually, we're going back to the booth for the review. Producer Crystal is telling me that it was said over here on this side. Vinny said Thousand Island.
Yeah.
It is Thousand Island dressing.
You so strike me as a Thousand Island kind of guy, dude.
It is there. The
no,
best,
it's a good,
too.
In a good way.
Yeah.
I thought it was a Caesar kind of guy,
and,
though.
And by the way, there's the punchback on the Florida comment right there. You strike me as a Thousand Island dressing guy.
You're Atlanta, right? Atlanta.
There's a little Atlanta connection.
Yeah, you got Atlanta connection.
It's orange.
It's got ketchup in it.
Is it? It's In-N-Out spread. It's Big Mac sauce, kind of, right? Is it all those things?
It's the secret sauce at In-N-Out.
There it is, right? Exactly. It's the spread. Okay, here we go. Question three, but here's the thing about question three.
Can we debate a little In-N-Out?
Those fries are garbage.
And it seems like you all want to come back, which is great. Okay. We'll get deep into this. Okay, listen, question three, Courtney. Don't worry. This one now is going to be worth double the points. No, triple the points because you need it because you're down 2 points. So if you get this one right, you will get the advantage. Everyone ready? Question three. Where was the actual Hidden Valley Ranch located? Courtney.
Alaska.
Ooh, here we go.
California.
Okay, it was in California. Can you want to be more specific?
Damn it.
I know it's central.
Yeah,
it's central coast.
Central coast. Just take a shot at it.
Does it have to be a city north?
It's outside of San Luis Obispo.
Okay, yes. I think it's further north than that. Okay. I don't know. No one gets the answer.
You actually, thought it was Alaska. Alaska.
Yeah,
the guy was from Alaska.
Okay. Actually, Courtney, the guy was from Alaska. So you're going to get a point just for knowing that. The gentleman whose name was Steve, I believe. Am I making that up? Okay, yeah.
Steve from Alaska.
His name was Steve from Alaska.
Was that King Crab Fisherman?
The city in California is Santa Barbara, so we're close to the San Luis Obispo reference.
I was going to say Santa Barbara, but it just didn't seem right to me.
Yeah, there we go. John and Vinny, you have the advantage. Will you like to present your argument first, or would you like to be the home team and have Courtney present
first? We'll let Courtney present her vanilla dressing.
Ooh,
okay. Okay. Well, I just wanted to let you guys win the trivia, you wouldn't be disappointed with the debate.
Courtney has set you up. She is going to get the chance to present first. So here's how this round is going to work. You will have 3 minutes to present your case. In this first round, it's only positives, Courtney. Why you love ranch dressing? Why ranch dressing is the condiment of choice?
That makes it hard. I was mostly prepared to slam blue cheese.
Well, I knew you would be, and you will get your chance in a 2-minute rebuttal after John and Vinny have their 3 minutes to talk about why they love blue cheese dressing. Courtney, are you ready?
Yes.
She's ready, but before we get into that, we have a word from one of our many fabulous sponsors. And we're back. Okay, Courtney, you have 3 minutes on the clock to present to the world why you love ranch dressing. Your time starts now.
Okay, you guys, ranch has been the best-selling dressing since 92, okay? So 40% of Americans say it's their favorite. Can 40%? The next one is Italian. Only 10% of Americans say that's their favorite. And also, I'm guessing 90% of Americans would freak out if they got some surprise blue cheese in their salad. Ranch is made out of all the same shit as blue cheese minus the mold, which I think makes it far superior, because why would you add mold to anything? That's just insane. Yeah, let me see. Blue cheese is garbage. Blue cheese is garbage.
These are serious notes.
Yeah. It's so creamy, but it has a kick. It goes with pretty much everything. You could even put it on, say, your pizza, fellas. I don't know.
Oh.
I bet a lot of people would be into that. Yeah, I said this earlier, but it is the ultimate comfort food. I feel like you could get over a breakup with ranch dressing. You could get over the death of a loved one with enough ranch dressing. What else is amazing about it? It's really popular in the Midwest, so I feel like eating ranch dressing probably makes you nicer as a person. That tracks, right?
That tracks. That's big points for that.
They're over here trying to make notes and talk. This is bullshit. minutes.
Right, we didn't even talk about this at all. I mean,
you'll have your time. Yeah, you'll have your
time. How much time do I have?
You still have a minute.
Yeah,
you have a whole minute to continue to profess your love.
Oh my God. Yeah. Going back to the surprise element, I once got blue cheese in my dressing. I thought it was ranch. And it came and it was blue cheese and it made me so suspicious of all salads. It basically made me swear off salads because I was like, if I am going to get this trash on my iceberg lettuce, I just don't want it. So, oh my God, 40 seconds. This is so crazy. Ranch is amazing. I think that's it.
Are you gonna rest your case? I'm gonna rest my case. Okay, there we go. Courtney resting her case using only 2 minutes and 30 seconds, but that's how much.
Is there
anything else to say? A lot of great points there, John and Vinny. It makes you nicer, which is one that is gonna be hard to combat. Mm-hmm. Now, guys, you'll have 3 minutes to talk about your love of blue cheese dressing. Again, using only positives. Are you ready for your 3 minutes?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Your 3 minutes to talk about blue cheese dressing starts now.
Your Honor, I do want to say I do like ranch dressing. Mm. But like she said, 40% of the Americans that voted for ranch also voted for Trump. Right? So let's just start
there. I knew you were going to say that.
So that's what I want to just begin. The other thing that I would say about ranch is it's really only one note. It's a basic dressing. Mm. Right? Can you use it on everything? You probably can. But that's what makes blue cheese special. Americans, they look for guidance. Blue cheese, which was popular for many, many years, your parents loved blue cheese dressing. Ranch was introduced after blue cheese dressing. So what happened there is kids weren't introduced to blue cheese dressing at a younger age anymore. They started getting introduced to mayonnaise. And that's why ranch is so popular, because it's basically like seasoned mayonnaise. Where blue cheese dressing, when you make blue cheese dressing, there's so many different ways that it can be made. It can be made like an oil and vinegar-based blue cheese dressing. It could be made a creamy blue cheese dressing. And then we just get into all the different varieties of blue cheese that are out there, right? There's all different kinds of blue cheese. Obviously, a lot of people were commonly having Maytag blue cheese, which unfortunately is no longer around. I don't know if you are familiar with the Maytag plant, but that's no longer exists. But because of that, it's opened up a lot of doors for a lot of new blue cheeses, which have given a lot of different notes to blue cheese dressing. So, you know, while ranch is great, blue cheese just has so many more looks and opportunities that it could approach to somebody. While ranch is just kind of just common, you know, it's like almost like just, like I said, it's flavored mayonnaise. So, Vin, you got anything you want to add to it?
I would say that blue cheese has complexity. Like John said, it has complexity that ranch doesn't have. It provides more flavor than a ranch does.
I almost forgot about blue cheese until you sent the email saying that you wanted to battle about it.
Oh, my God.
And then I said, oh, my God, I've been missing blue cheese my whole life. I said, that's what's been wrong with our restaurants. We need to bring it back. And I think part of what's amazing about food is like there's always kind of this ebb and flow, right? Blue cheese went out of style for a little while, but girl, you better watch out. You're going to see it on the Food and Wine magazine next week.
Like there's certain things that each dressing goes well with, but I think blue cheese can pair well with other high-end things. I think ranch brings things down. It's very
And if you're drinking wine,
very low class.
If you're drinking wine, that's where I was going with it, Vin. You knew it. It's like Yellowtail. You're drinking Yellowtail wine and having fries with ranch. You're having blue cheese dressing with
a steak.
Okay, some really amazing points on both sides.
Blue cheese and fruit.
The boys, you're getting into sort of some of the negatives there at the end, really sort of going on the attack. And you have both given me lots to think about. I mean, one surprising thing, John and Vinny, to tell me that you forgot about blue cheese, I don't know if that serves your case well. Courtney, not being able to fill up a 3 minute block is also a little bit concerning there.
Yeah.
I didn't totally forget about it, but I didn't admire her in the same way
that I do now after just thinking about blue cheese versus ranch. And that's really what happened. So I just
I forgot I had to be here today. No,
yeah. If the food court inspired a new dish on one of your menus, that could possibly sway the... No, it will not sway me. I cannot be swayed only by your arguments.
Literally like 2 weeks ago before you sent this email, I was like, man, you know what has been missing? I was like, just a good spinach salad with some fresh pear and a nice blue cheese dressing and some candied walnuts. I was like... And I literally put it on a menu, you sent this email.
If blue cheese is what's missing, you really need to take a full life assessment.
Like ranch, that wouldn't even be good ranch. That'd be disgusting.
I have ranch all the time in my life, and that's kind of what happens.
Okay, order in the court. It's getting heated. Courtney, you have 2 minutes now for your rebuttal. This is where you get to tell the guys why blue cheese dressing sucks. Are you ready?
I am so ready.
Your 2 minutes start now.
Okay, blue cheese is forgettable. That is the best case scenario. I smoke so much weed, and I could never be high enough to want to eat blue cheese, which is crazy, you guys. It tastes like feet. It's like if you wear the same socks for a month, and then you try to eat them, that is just absolutely disgusting. And can I just say, people... who say that they like blue cheese, I don't even believe them. I think that they just, are trying to signal to the rest of us that they're better than us. But people that that like blue cheese, I think they also like the smell of their own farts. Especially the people that spell it B-L-E-U. That's not even how you spell blue. Yeah, it's not even loose like feta. I could go with a cheese like feta, but... It's like cold, moldy soup. Oh, this is the best, you guys.
Where are you buying your blue cheese?
So the origin of blue cheese, it was invented on accident by a drunken cheesemaker. And it's like a drunken hookup where you had a kid. It's like that never should have happened. That was not part of the plan. Whereas ranch was invented by a sweet plumber in Alaska. Oh my God. And one of the top search results when you Google blue cheese is, why does blue cheese taste like vomit? Do you know how many people have to type that into Google for it to rank that high? There is a very strong consensus that blue cheese tastes like vomit. I don't even know if I need more time. Oh, you know what? People eat blue cheese with buffalo wings, and that's because the buffalo wings burn their mouth. They burn the taste buds temporarily so you can tolerate that shit in your mouth.
Courtney Kosak coming in hot with perhaps so far on season one of Food Court, the most vicious rebuttal I have heard.
She did a lot of research. You've seen all her papers.
She's a writer.
There's a lot of research.
Our case is being presented with zero research.
Bad hookups.
That's not a good argument.
You can't get high enough to crave it.
No.
Elitist. Okay. Feet and farts came out in that rebuttal.
Ready.
I took notes over here.
We're ready.
John and Vinny, you now have your 2 minutes. Your time starts now.
I'm just going to start by saying that ranch only goes with things that are trashy.
And I just want to go
back to her weed comment.
I smoke weed all the time, and I'm telling you, the weed she gets probably is not that good because my weed makes you want to eat anything and everything you eat. And paper, right? And don't kid me that she hasn't sat in a bathtub and farted, took the bubble and bit it and smelled.
You're wrong. You're
because
totally wrong.
Every human in the world has done that. So if you're complaining that the feet smell, you don't enjoy, well then don't take a bath and eat a fart bubble.
John's eating fart bubbles. I'm not eating fart bubbles.
I don't even take baths. He's eating paper. He's smelling fart bubbles. We still got a minute left, guys.
But I am going to say that, like I said, I think ranch only goes with trashy food.
Yeah, and now that I've got all my bullshit out of the way, I think Vinny's totally
steaks,
correct.
You could eat blue cheese with a good steak.
And
you
listen,
could eat blue cheese
she said
with
the
fruit.
Internet.
You could eat blue cheese with good wine.
She said the internet. You know what? Blue cheese fell out of popularity before the internet was even around. We're bringing it back, right? And people look at Vinny and I to help set trends in the culinary world, like you said. And we're coming here battling about blue cheese because it's lost interest with these younger, trashier kids that
smoke live
cheap
on Instagram
and eat fart bubbles in the afternoon, okay? So
they only eat what other people eat and post pictures of.
But I would say that if you like to smoke weed, which you commented, weed has such a unique smell to it and a very interesting nose on it, right?
Musty, like blue cheese.
Which that's where I was going with it, Vin.
Okay, you're resting your case.
I just would say that it's way more complex like we are.
Oh, my God.
There it is. The vicious rebuttals on both ends. The versatility of blue cheese.
Versatility and high end.
High end.
Exactly. Most people couldn't afford blue cheese because of the cost of the actual cheese that went into it, and that's why ranch became popular.
Okay, you've had your time. You've had your time. John and Vinny, Courtney, you have presented to the food court an incredibly difficult. Producer Crystal's asking if I need a minute to come up with the answer. Some really, really valid points. Basically, John and Vinny letting Courtney know that ranch is trashy and for the basic. You presented a high-low case. You let me know that blue cheese can go high-low. It could be for steaks. It could be for wings. It's versatile. It's coming back. It's going to be trendy. Courtney, your rebuttal was epic. I mean, it will replay in my ears for a long time. That blue cheese smells like farts, feet. It's a bad hookup. You can't get high enough to want to have blue cheese. I have some serious thoughts personally on whether blue cheese or ranch dressing is more delicious, but this court is all about the arguments that have been presented, and I have a decision. America, the condiment today that is going to take home the win and nothing else except bragging rights for this moment is ranch dressing.
No.
America.
Yes!
I have spoken. Ranch dressing is winning because, Courtney, your rebuttal
your
was
Honor,
vicious
you're such
and
trash.
Epic.
Taste that.
You will be, there is a bailiff, Christopher, the bailiff. You will take John and Vinny out of here. I am the honorable judge. I am not trash. What an epic throwdown. Guys, you're going to come back?
I'll come back.
I mean, it was close. Let's be honest. Yeah. It was super, super close. I do want blue cheese right now. I like the smell of my own farts, I guess is what I'm saying. Courtney, what do you have going on here? You have many podcasts.
I have many podcasts. Check out the Bella's podcast is a show I produce with the Bella Twins. And yeah, Private Parts Unknown is popping, and the Tokyo Eps are going to be amazing. So
that's going to be amazing. People can find you at Courtney Kosak on Instagram and Twitter.
Oh, hell yeah.
Will they?
You guys, I'm starting to post bikini pics, so head on over.
What?
No winter
there we
time.
Go.
No winter time.
Will there be ranch dressing making an appearance on the gram?
Probably,
at some point,
if
right?
you're lucky.
There we go. John and Vinny, you guys are just continue to build your empire here in Los Angeles. And
we like California, man.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
We like California.
Nice. So newest project, it is the rotisserie.
Yeah, we got the rotisserie. We have a John and Vinny's in construction right now down in South LA, down Baldwin Hills area. Hopefully going to come on right at the end of summer.
And the question is, right there,
Heights.
There's pizza at John and
Frank
Vinny's.
Ocean.
Do you let people dip pizza in ranch dressing?
Yeah, we sell ranch as a side.
You sell ranch as a side.
Yeah. We do.
I think that officially closes this case.
Like we said, we like ranch a lot. But,
I mean, you don't want to eat blue cheese not with pizza, maybe on a fancy
exactly.
pizza.
You yeah, never want to eat like, that shit unless you're insane.
Fair enough. And there we go. Food Court is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm Richard Blaise. My producer is Crystal. Food Court was created by our executive producer, Christopher Hasiotis. The rest of my Food Court clerks are Gabrielle Collins, David Wasserman, and Jasmine Blaise. Theme song is by Jason Naismith. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And until next episode, stay hungry. Court is closed.